there, kids. Yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu, here once again on a Wednesday evening. Time now for the Twang Trust, Winnipeg's only rock and roll radio show. So, tonight, it's part one of our official Folk Fest preview broadcast. Yes, indeed. And, we're going to have some special guests tonight. Two of our favorite 2024 Winnipeg Folk Festival artists will be chatting with us tonight. Going to hear from Australia's Grogans and from down Nashville way, Molly Velasquez is going to be chatting with us. We're very excited about all these things. And some sadder things, too, off the top of this show. But it'll all work out in the end. You know, great music has a way of doing that. And that's what we have for you tonight. Great music here tonight on the Twang Trust. I'd never noticed that little Rolling Stones tribute towards the end of that song there. That was Zuzu's Petals. kicking off today's edition of CKW's Twang Trust with the cover of the Guess Who's Star Baby. Sadly, we don't have a more uplifting reason for playing that song, but the leader of the band, Lori Lindeen, passed away on Monday. Zuzu's Petals, Minneapolis, indie rock royalty. I believe they did play Winnipeg once upon a time. I didn't see them. Can't say I saw them. But rumor has it they did in fact play here. And I do know that, looking at the CD jacket to this thing, it's a compilation record called Kicking Our Own Asses. The liner notes are written by Mark Perlman from the Jayhawks. And he's talking about the drummer, Linda Pittman, still very active on the rock and roll scene, playing in the Baseball Project and with her husband, Steve Wynn, from the Dream Syndicate and other things. But it mentions here, he's talking about Linda, and he says, "We'd already met at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Two peas in the wrong pod. She was a percussionist in her then boyfriend's band at the hotel, choking on the fumes of self-righteous modern folk. We got high on Canadian codeine and Labatt and trashed her hotel room. Seemed like the logical thing to do under the circumstances." So I'm not talking about Lori there. No, Lori, I'm sure would not get loaded on Canadian codeine and Labatt's. No, she is a good girl. Brain aneurysm. Hell of a thing. Footnote in rock and roll history, Lori Lindeen was Paul Westerberg's first wife, mother to his kid Johnny. They split a while back, but still maintained a bit of a relationship. Lori was a great writer. You can find some of her stuff out there. And there's a piece on, is it in the New York Times, I think, somewhere, where it talks about driving across country with Paul as her ex-husband and her son, and taking him to college. But here's another one from Zuzu's Petals. This is called Come True.
town. We will find ourselves a judge. And I'll be $100 fool. Promise not to leave the room. Even if I have to vomit. Baby, I'm $100 fool. Baby, I'll hop the room. I'll live underneath it. Baby, I'm $100 fool. Baby, I'm $100 fool. Baby, I'm $100 fool.
Take the skyway high above the busy little one-way, in my stupid hat and gloves at night I lie awake wondering if I'll sleep, wondering if we'll meet out in the street to take the skyway. It don't move at all like the subway. It's got bums when it's cold like any other place. It's warm up inside. Sitting down and waiting for a ride beneath the skyway.
Hoorah! Live at the Winnipeg Folk Festival 2010, by request from some joker who managed to bring a lyric sheet for them before he requested it, unlike the time before. Yeah, Jim Bryson and Sarah Harmer at a workshop there. It was also populated by Gord Downie and John K. Sampson. It's true. What wonders await us this year at Winnipeg Folk Festival? Well, we're going to find out momentarily. Before that, we heard Paul Westerberg himself, author of Skyway, with $100 Groom from his album Folker. And yeah, he was the $100 Groom to the late, great Lori Lindeen from Zuzu's Petals. We heard from them at the top of that set with Come True from their album The Music of Your Life. And they kicked the whole show off earlier with their cover of the Guess Who's Star Baby. Yes, Lori Lindeen passing away just this past Monday. All the best to her friends, family, and followers. Paul Westerberg, he just lost his mom, too, like a day later. What a kick in the head. Especially for his kid, for Pete's sake. Jeez. Oh, sadness. Sadness here as we try to get all upbeat and positive about the Winnipeg Folk Festival, which kicks off 1 week from tomorrow. It's true. And my number one pick, we're going to introduce her to you right now. If you missed last week's show, we played a couple. Going to play a few more. And hey, if we're real lucky, we might just get to chat with Molly Velasquez. What's that? Jeepers. Let's try that again.
Ready?
Yep.
Would you roll me over in case I die?
Now, this happens often. I love it when it does, even though it kind of makes me look dumb. But I spend months complaining about how lame the Folk Fest lineup is. And then a couple of weeks before the fest, when I start paying attention to some of the names I'm unfamiliar with, I get absolutely knocked out by somebody all of a sudden. And I can't wait to get out there. And this year, it's because of Molly Velasquez. Welcome to the Twang Trust, Molly.
Well, thank you so much.
You know, a record hasn't hit me quite this hard in a long time. The album, I'm Green, came out in October last year. I imagine you're still pretty green. How long have you been performing?
A few years. Definitely, like, more this year than the past few years. But probably like 3 or 4 years.
Wow, so all these songs came out of that time period?
Yeah, pretty much. Like a 3 year. It was more like a year and a half time period where they were all kind of made and written.
So you're originally from Texas, but based in Nashville these days. As an old man of 61, I've kind of been creeping myself out lately in that it seems like all my favorite artists of the last few years are all young female artists, and a good many of them are Nashville-based. What's going on down there?
There's certainly something special going on over here.
I guess it's the east side of Nashville that it's known for the younger scene.
Yeah, East Nashville is definitely pretty popular at the moment.
I'm thinking, like, the names that are big for me, I don't know how many of them you're familiar with. Girl House, Bully, Adia Victoria, Kelsey Walden, Joy Alotican. I like to imagine you all get together on the weekends and paint each other's nails and plot the downfall of the new fascist regime.
If that's happening, I need to figure out how to get there, get the invite.
Oh, well, I'll see if I can pull any strings for you.
Yeah, please. Please do.
Well, the records that really meant a lot to me as a kid growing up were albums like Springsteen's Darkness on the Edge of Town, Patti Smith, the first Jonathan Richman Modern Lovers album, you know, really intensely personal records that spoke to what it was like to be young and experiencing the most important parts of life for the first time. But, you know, I can't think of many guys who've pulled that off recently, but there's no shortage of young women doing it.
I'll take it. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a compliment.
Yeah. Well, what records really spoke to you early on in your musical journey?
So many. I also love Springsteen and Patti, and I'm a big Lucinda fan. I'm very excited to hopefully catch Lucinda at the festival.
Do you have a song of the summer yet?
Song of this summer? That's a great question. Yeah, I've been recirculating the song Farewell Transmission by Songs Ohio.
Ah, well, that's going back a while.
Yeah, that's just kind of, maybe that's been my song of this part of the summer.
Okay.
So far. Not very new.
No, that's okay. How do you feel about the so-called sad girl tag that gets thrown around a lot these days?
I think it's a fun little tag if it's not maybe taken too seriously.
Yeah. I mean, there's enough sad boys out there, but they don't get called out for it so much.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Yeah, I don't know. I guess you don't hear the term, like, sad boy used in the same light, maybe, sometimes.
Yeah. Well, there is sadness on the record, certainly. I know there's a number of references to the passing of your mother. It's got to be tough to sing certain lines on a nightly basis, isn't it?
For sure. Yeah, it is kind of crazy. I think it's kind of wild, but also... Yeah, so it's been interesting to kind of sit in those lines and let them kind of change a little bit in meaning depending on the night or something like that.
Sure.
Too. Yeah, sadness is, it's kind of maybe fueling in, like, my performance sometimes. And
yeah.
It is nice to kind of not truly feel sad while playing
right.
a song that may be called sad or something.
Yeah. Well, it's just honesty and passion at the, you know, the end of the day.
Totally.
Dark. secret out of the past. I will resurrect it. I'll have a good go at it. I'll streak his blood across my beard. Dust my feathers with his ass. Feel his ghost breathing down my. Listen.
Are you coming to the festival as a solo performer?
No, I'm not. I'll be there with two of my buddies.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, a little trio outfit.
Sweet. You hooked up with your producer, Joseph Kuhn, after he saw a video of an early version of your song Bobby. If he had never entered the picture, how different would I'm Green sound?
That's a cool question. I think it would sound pretty different. I think there's a lot of Joseph's choices throughout the whole thing. So, yeah, I think it would be pretty different.
Would it be as electric as it is? Or was that something you had intended on all along?
Yeah, I think I had like a gravitation towards that kind of stuff, more like his art was kind of to go down that route more than like maybe I could at the time kind of even like direct. So yeah.
So your first workshop on Friday is the multi-artist set I'm most looking forward to all weekend. There's you, Joyal Attican, She Returns from War, and Leith Ross. Are you familiar with any of those artists?
Yeah, I'm getting more familiar with them now. I'm super excited. I'm definitely a fan and a little nervous. Definitely looking forward to it.
Oh, I think you're going to hold your own with all of them, but they're all great. It's going to be quite the set, I think.
Oh, it's really exciting. A cool opportunity.
Have you played Canada before?
I have just played in Vancouver once earlier this year.
How did Canada stack up against the States for you?
I had a great time.
Yeah.
We played at the Rickshaw, and I loved it. I thought it was beautiful. We immediately noticed that there were no billboards on the highway. So we had a good time. I think it did well. We only had one show, so the ratio is not really balanced.
Right.
I think this will be... I'm excited to go back.
Nice. Do you have a favorite Canadian artist?
Probably Neil Young.
I live in a house that's a block east of the house Neil Young grew up in.
Wow.
Yeah. We host house concerts pretty regularly. And we get a lot of Neil Young covers.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Yeah, we get... Bob Dylan was even seen loitering once.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. You're not in town after the festival for any stretch, are you?
Sadly, no. We're in Seattle really soon after, like the next day.
Ah. I was going to see if you're, I was going to see if you'd want to hang out, you know, in Neil's neighbor's house for a while. But,
now we're really missing out.
Well, you'll have to come back someday.
Yes.
So your concert on Saturday afternoon is scheduled to be an hour long, and your lone album clocks in at 33 minutes. Any teasers as to how you're going to fill up the set?
We have a few new songs that kind of can stretch out us farther along to that hour mark. But yeah, we have a few new songs that I've been having a lot of fun playing live. They have never been heard. So.
Nice. Well, we get the scoop. Yeah. That's very cool. Well, I'm really looking forward to it. My official number one pick for this year's Winnipeg Folk Festival, Molly Velasquez. Thanks so much for chatting with us here on the Twang Trust tonight, Molly.
Well, thank you so much, Stu. I appreciate it so much.
Well, I'm going to be able to say some in a few years that, I had Molly Velasquez on my show once, and people's jaw will drop.
Oh, flattering.
It's deserved for sure. I'm really looking forward to it. And I should, before we go, if you got room in your luggage, you might want to pack a pair of rubber boots. It's going to be really wet.
Hey, thank you for telling me that.
It's the long-term forecast is actually looking pretty good. But it's been so wet here the last couple of months that there's no way it's going to dry out there. So it's going to be messy.
Wasn't even thinking about that.
Yeah, rubber really boots are good. Yeah. All right, we'll pack those boots and we'll see you soon.
I will. Thank you so much.
Older than me, sucking on a sponge as your cancerous lungs tried to breathe. In late October, when daughter Maria comes, and she's sitting on the edge of the hospital bed that you leave us on. When it's all over, you forget what I've said. Whatever memory is carved over Amy's head. But Bobby's coming with you, even though she says you're mean. Will you face it in the corner? Is lying on my back. I'm twitching my legs like a spider crawling from the bed to the bathroom. And the pelican's neck left its shape on the bed. And I tried to memorize all the words you said and the way that you said. Bobby's coming.
Molly Velasquez on the Twang Trust, part of our big Folk Fest preview, part one here tonight. That was Bobby from her debut album that came out back in October called I'm Green. Heard four cuts from that amidst our little conversation there. We also heard Tor, and at the top of the set, Horse Trough and Clovers. And we also heard Molly's 21-year-old Song of the Summer from Songs Ohio, Farewell Transmission. Yeah, wasn't expecting that one. Yeah. But there you go. And yeah, Molly Velasquez playing Winnipeg Folk Festival next weekend, only 1 week away. The 49th annual Winnipeg Folk Festival. Very exciting. The very first workshop, I'm going to go see Molly on Friday, 11 o'clock. My Indie Heart at the Snowberry Field featuring Molly along with She Returns from War, Joy Oladokun, and Leith Ross. And then I'm hanging out at Green Ash all day long. It'll also include a workshop from 2:45 to 4 called Follow the Leader. We're going to talk about that workshop with one of the bands that are performing at it, and they're also playing Thursday night at Big Blue. The very first year they've had a Thursday night show at Big Blue, I believe. I don't think they've ever done that before, have they? They usually don't start till Friday. But with good reason, because the band playing there, kicking off Big Blue Thursday night, is one you gotta see, and hopefully we'll be chatting with them momentarily. They come all the way from Australia. They're called the Grogans, and they sound just like this.